Under the Wool by David Powell.
It's 9 pair this morning. Far better than I'd hoped for. Nothing but twins.
Come on.
Give him time to get used to the tea. Hold his head. Tip the bottle high.
All right, Harry. I've been doing this for a fortnight. I'm quite good at it now. Go on, suck, you little devil. Oh, he's not interested.
Wants his mum, but he can't have her. Triplets is too much of a load. Stick at it.
It's Bert with more.
Another almighty. I think these lambs must be growing out of holes in the ground the rate they're coming. I didn't think that I had so many expectant mothers.
Don't complain.
Gee, I've never seen anything like that. They're everywhere. There's another 8 on the top cell I'll have to go back for. Oh, there's one here with a crooked neck.
Oh, poor thing.
Shall I bash it on the head?
You certainly will not. We'll let the vet have a look at it. Oh. Would you like some breakfast, Bert?
I would.
I'll be in shortly. Don't give Bert all the black pudding. Save some for me.
Findale. A year and we'll be in Findale. Out of this desert, out of mining, out of always being on the move, back to my valley. Findale is green, a colour we never see here for 6 months. Never forgotten in all these years. America, Mexico, South Africa, Australia, New Guinea, Mauritania. Every mine I've worked on has had Findale hidden in it somewhere. And I've been digging down, looking for 30 years. Those bloody insects never give up either.
Harry, put your dirty old rocks elsewhere, not on the table.
Shale.
Having to bring 3 trunks full of rocks through customs when we came home was bad enough. You and your specimens. I thought you'd given all that up.
Look, it's shale. Since I was here as a boy, that river has eroded through a complete layer of grit and exposed this. Look, it's fossil bearing. See how it flakes away?
No, Harry, not on the table. I've got food out. Put a newspaper down.
Very strange, that. To actually see geological time at work in your own lifespan. The whole riverbed has altered. It's black now, whereas it was that lovely gold colour. I bet there's a leaf or two in this lot. Well, help me look.
Harry, we've got a bedroom full of fossils already.
But not from Findale. We might even find a trilobite.
Perhaps you'd like it fried for lunch.
With chips.
You've been luckier than any other farm around here. More lambs, less casualties. The sun shines on you, Mr. Calder.
It wouldn't have been the case without you around, Bert. Very grateful. Strange job for a youngster, being a shepherd.
Oh, it doesn't seem strange to me. Now, driving a lorry for 2 years up and down the motorways, that seems strange. And working night shift in a plastic curtain factory, that seems strange. But not being a shepherd. Best move I ever made.
Well, we both agree about that. In your wanderings, have you ever seen much rock like this?
Yeah, I know where you got that from. Just past the place where the beck joins the river.
No, I didn't actually, but that's good, another exposure.
Oh, there's a stretch along there. You can't see it except in summer when the river's low. But what is it?
Shale. Pressurised clay, really, but this is a special kind. See, I can shave it with my knife. Look at the way it curls, just like a pencil sharpening. You know what that means?
Oh, I'm the foggiest.
Oil.
Oil? Here? In Findale, go on.
No doubt about it.
Then you'll be a millionaire.
No, there probably won't be enough to make it worthwhile commercially, but it's very interesting, isn't it? Oh, full of surprises, this old valley. We'll never get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, that puppy's as daft as a brush. Look at him.
Oh, midnight already. Oh, I'm tired. You?
Well tired, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Another good day. I keep thinking it must change.
Don't wish that on us. What a start we've had. It's been marvellous. Is marvellous.
Well, you said it would be. You promised me.
I knew. Always right. Confess, I'm always right.
I'll do no such thing.
I was even right about this old bed. Remember, I took one look at it in that auction room and said, that's us. Brass knobs and all perfect. Only one thing the matter with it doesn't rattle. All brass bedsteads should rattle.
You look younger, Harry.
Feel younger, fitter. Jane, I couldn't be happier.
Come here.
You're not always right, love. First, you could be happier. Second? Who said he was too old to start fathering children?
Honestly?
Honestly, I've had a test.
Yippee! I did it! You bloody wonder.
You can stop looking so admiringly at your sheep, Harry Calder. They're not the only ones.
You're not having twins, are you?
No, Harry. But I might if Findale keeps up its present production rate.
Oh, I think I'm going to cry. Oh. Hold on. Oh, that's better.
About Christmas, New Year time, just before the first lambs start coming again. You're in for a hard time next winter, Mr. Farmer. That'll teach you.
You can always help out the orphans in the flock with a bit of breastfeeding.
You coarse lout. Take that.
Stop!
There you are, Mr. Calder. I said somebody'd been here and they have. Look, dog ends.
Yes, weatherproof enough. Whoever thought of building a monastery up here? It's a queer old place, very eerie.
Well, it was much bigger when it was going. You can see where the walls were and the drains. They go a long way up the fell.
I wonder if it's still consecrated.
Oh, no. No, not after all this time. Consecrated or not, I've kept the sheep in here a few times when the snow's come. Useful building in bad weather.
So, we've had a few visitors. Probably walkers.
Tire marks outside the door, not walkers, Mr. Calder. 3 sheep missing, shearlings. Nice meat.
They could have wandered.
It doesn't say much for me if they have.
You can't be in 400 places at once, Bert. We'll give it another couple of days and then talk to the police.
They've been taking 30, 40 head a night up in Troutbeck. One fella up there's folded, can't keep going with the rustlers. They come up from Leeds, Manchester. Lorries, you know, big-time operators. Ah, you can always sell meat, Mr. Calder. Plenty of bent butchers will buy anything.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Don't worry too much about it now. Old Ragnar Hairy Breeks is still here, then.
Won't be moving, either.
They're rare, these Viking tombs, you know, Bert. Not many around. There's a couple in Eskdale, some over Lancaster Way, and this one. Strange no one ever comes to look at it. Beautiful.
Hmm.
Sandstone must have carried it a fair way.
I like his shears. Here, on the side, with his sword. That's a good piece of carving, that.
A shepherd warrior, Bert. Good man to have around when there's rustlers in the district. Oh, well, let's get back and get some lunch.
All right.
Are you going to accept?
Why not? I know what I'm talking about.
I find it strange that a society of amateur miners even exists.
Oh, yes, it's a passion. Secrets, you see. That's what intrigues, the secrets. You can guess, but you never know until you start mining and find what you thought was there, is there?
And your unique way of solving problems and getting rid of obstacles, that fascinates outsiders, me at least.
And what might that be?
Blow them up, drill and blast your way through.
Yeah, true enough, we all have a dynamite mentality. Do you want to come along to this annual dinner of theirs and hear my speech? 15 minutes maximum duration. Subject, open cast nickel mining in Canada.
You must be joking. Where's the dinner being held?
Leeds. Years since I've been to Leeds. We could go for the day. Come on, I'll buy you a present. One of those marquee dresses with a large floral pattern over your navel.
You mean maternity wear, I presume?
That's the word.
Not yet, Harry. There's hardly anything to hide. But I'll come just to hear how you lie about our life on the tundra. Oh, what a place that was. I've never been so cold.
We had some fun.
It was the only way of keeping warm.
There you are, Bert. A bonus.
Eh?
You did very well.
Oh, thanks. A bonus?
£50. It's a share of our good luck. You earned it.
Oh, 50. Mr. Calder, that's generous.
No, Bert, it's owed. You kept this farm going single-handed for the first 3 months while I was struggling to pick it up. I didn't know a hog from a tuck.
Oh, there's not much to it. Sheep take care of themselves, really.
You took care of me, Bert, not the sheep.
And the subsidy will go up. You must put in for that as soon as we can say how many you'll get weaned.
I wish it wasn't necessary. I found the whole business very degrading.
Oh, you've got to do it, Mr. Calder. You'd never survive otherwise.
But we should, Bert, we should.
Ah, that was in the old days, Mr. Calder. Things were different then.
I suppose I'm used to working in an industry that has always paid its own way, and other people's and government's ways as well.
You mean mining?
Yeah.
Ah, but that takes a lot out, doesn't it? Doesn't multiply like sheep. There's nothing live about mining. Look at that old millstone quarry on your land, Mr. Calder. It's just an hole in the ground now. Nothing went back, you see. Nothing healed the earth.
Maybe you're right.
And look at coal in this country. That's subsidised.
Well, that's a long story, Bert. It needn't be.
Don't you ever get that feeling of standing on the earth, Mr. Calder? Having it roll beneath your feet?
Only when I've had a few.
Well, yeah, something like that. Oh, some of the clear nights I spent out here in February, when the lambing started, they were fantastic. I'd get a nook in the stone wall and sit there, dog on either side, and I'd just look up and watch the stars wheeling. The valley was moving. I swear it, you could feel it shift.
That sounds like a mystical experience, Bert. Oh, a valuable mystical experience, I mean.
Oh, does it? Well, that's good to know.
Yes, I may have experienced something similar in West Africa when I was at the Ashanti gold fields. Monsoon weather, huge banks of cloud tearing towards us for the first rain.
Ah, well, thanks for the 50. I'll be off.
How did I do?
Brilliant. Enthralling.
Come on, was it all right?
I think they were inspired by your enigmatic remarks at the end about the shales of Findale and great wealth nearer home. Went down a treat.
Oh, they'll believe anything. They're all prospectors at heart, you see, after the mythical El Dorado. If there's oil in Findale, it'll be enough to fill half a dozen barrels. You're right. They're buzzing about it. Listen, just like children.
You shouldn't pull people's legs so much. They take you seriously. To them, you're an authority.
Thank you, Mr. Calder. Just what we wanted. Very enticing and interesting. I couldn't agree with you more. There's plenty of mineral wealth still untapped in these islands.
Just needs looking for, intelligently.
Now, I think you deserve a brandy.
Good idea.
Hurry.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, driving home. It's quite a long way.
The answer's no. You must tell them no.
Calm down now.
No, Harry, you mustn't let them come.
It's only a lark, love. Let them waste their money.
I don't want them up here.
They're offering me a lot of money just for the right to prospect the area for 3 months. A lot of money.
We don't need the money. Not that money.
Wow. We could extend the house. Build the 2 new bedrooms, your studio, remember? You want to paint again, don't you?
There'll be nothing left to paint if you let an oil company into this valley. They'll ruin it.
Well, look, Jane, they've got very little chance of getting past all the environmental controls. The county council, the pressure groups, ramblers, bird watchers, the whole caboodle. It's a really long shot.
Then why encourage them?
I'm interested. The rig won't destroy the beauty of the skyline for long. They'll go away empty-handed and you can have your landscapes back.
I thought they were our landscapes.
So they are. Indulge me just for a laugh.
Harry, I don't find it funny. I love this place. I've never been happier in my life than this last year. There's too much at stake.
Leave it to me. Even if they found oil in commercial quantities, it would still be up to me whether they exploited it or not.
Up to us, damn you. Isn't that how we do things? Isn't that what we agreed?
Sorry, up to us.
If you destroy what we've got here, I'll never forgive you.
I won't. Don't take the whole business so seriously. But think, our child here might not want to be a farmer. We could leave him a tremendous inheritance if the results are positive. We can sit on it, give it to him.
Oh, it must be a son, of course. In every miner, there's a magnate sleeping. Harry, you haven't changed, you know that? Not one bit. Please say no.
Let's talk about it some other time, huh? I'm taking you out to dinner tonight.
You mean the buttering up process is about to begin?
Jane, how could you?
When we do talk about it again, and that had better be before you reply to that letter from the oil company, mate, or there'll be trouble, I'll want to know the real motive, understand? A clear and unequivocal statement of the reason for this idiocy.
Of course. I'm sorry. Hadn't you better get ready?
Oh, I don't want to go out. Thanks all the same.
Now you're being petulant.
No, just pregnant.
Oh, sorry again. I keep forgetting.
Might be just as well if you bore it in mind.
I will. Come for a walk instead.
Now you're talking. I'll get my coat. I want to have another look at my scene.
I'm not sure that you should do so much scrambling around, Jane.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm not an invalid. There we are.
Which way?
Which way what?
Your scene, the one you're going to paint.
Oh, you can't tell just by looking at it.
No, I can't. Upstream, I see a faulted area with millstone grit on the east and a narrow stratum of limestone overlying what looks like an exposed marine shale on the west. The river having created a gorge along the line of the fault.
Harry!
Downstream, a series of terraces which represent deposits of sediment brought down by the river's load. Got that? Mm. On the west side, there is an outcrop of coarse, red, false-bedded sandstone below which could be another marine shale bearing brachiopods.
Do you want me to hit you with this stick?
Downstream. You want to paint the downstream scene, am I right?
Yes. In the bottom left-hand corner, I'll put a brachiopod for you.
Aye, aye. We've got visitors.
Where?
Down the bottom end. I can't see us, lads.
What are they doing?
Poaching.
You mean fishing?
I haven't got permission.
When you used to fish here as a boy, did you have permission?
The farmer didn't mind.
Do you?
I do. But I shouldn't, you're quite right. I get upset. Strange, I could be one of those kids, but here I am getting very uptight about the whole thing. Why, I wonder?
You object to people getting something for nothing, even though they probably cycled 5 miles to get here.
Maybe. I haven't told you this before, but we've had 5 sheep stolen in the last fortnight, rustled.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to be sure they hadn't just wandered. Bert and I have scoured the fells, there's no sign.
Have you told the police?
Yes. So, these lads could be after a few trout. Or reconnoitring for a raid tonight. They're very professional. Big lorries hit and run. There's more than 200 head a week going from farms to the north of here, nearer the motorway.
These are only boys. Look at them. They're still in short trousers.
Oh, I remember the thief we found hiding in the bedroom cupboard in Barotseland. How old was he? About 5. His old dad had put him up to it, hadn't he? Part of a team.
Don't spoil my scene, Harry.
No, we mustn't do that.
Be sarcastic if you like.
Practical is what I have to be. I'm not an artist, Jane, just a farmer now. I must care about sheep and land.
And what's under it? You haven't changed a bit, Harry. You're still a miner, blind as a bat except when you're underground. Open your eyes to what you've got. Please, please try. Just for me.
Hello, Harry. It's been a long time.
Oh, Stan. You're losing your hair.
As charming as ever. What will you have?
Scotch, please. You have any trouble finding this place?
Well, it's quite out of the way. I had to ask a few locals. Why the mystery? I could have come up to the house.
No, I didn't want that. Does Alpha Oil understand the state of the game? All I'm prepared to do is explore the possibilities. Nothing concrete.
Of course we do. It's a very delicate business.
Alpha Oil, eh? That's where you've ended up. Sharp outfit, suit you, Stan.
Horses for courses, Harry.
I want these discussions kept absolutely confidential. Don't let me down on that, Stan, or I'll have your guts for garters. You can guess the opposition there'll be. And I've got a particular problem. My wife.
I didn't know you got married. When did that happen?
About 5 years ago.
Well, you do surprise me. I thought you were going to stick it out to the bitter end as a randy bachelor. It's more difficult in England, though, isn't it? Not enough commercial spare to go round. No native colour, eh, Harry? Yes, we had some times in Chile. Remember that big girl with the gap in her teeth? I could hear her whistling all the way down the hotel corridor. She had a yen for you, Harry. Put all the grace notes in her performance for you.
All right, all right. My wife is a lot younger than me and a bit of a romantic about the valley. Life, you know what I mean. She paints, nature lover, all that.
She's an environmentalist. Strange bedfellow for you, Harry. I reckon between us we've knocked quite a few holes in Mother Earth and left her looking very much worse for wear.
conscience on your part?
No, we get along. It's a good marriage. I want it to stay that way.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
You screwed me up once, Stan. You know what I mean. I lost my job because of that. Don't do it again.
That was an accident.
No, Stan, an error. A very convenient error. Got me out of the way so that you could have a clear field with a general manager's wife. Promotion in 6 months. The usual progression. Meanwhile, I was touting my credentials around the whole bloody world trying to get a job because you, Stan, had mislocated that high-grade ore body.
That's not the exact truth, Harry. Your surveying was up the creek. You'd have missed it by 50 meters anyway. It was your fault as well.
We'll let that be.
What an old bag she was. It's part of another universe now, Harry. I sit in that office in Holborn, looking out of the window at the post office tower, and I think to myself, what am I doing here? I miss it, Harry. Every time I get in the lift to go for my executive lunch, I wish it were going down a few thousand meters. I even try switching on my cap lamp.
Oh, you're getting the hang of it, Mr. Calder. Whoa, whoa, careful. Don't nick her. Keep the shears steady.
Keep still, you damn fool sheep.
Well, she's got a good fleece on her. Now, just spread her legs now. Get your knee in there. Now, gently. Gently. Good. Now, over again. Up the side. Right. Finish. Let her go.
Oh, there's one sheep who's glad to get away. Here, you take over again, Bert. I'll see if Jane has got us some tea.
I'll switch off then. So here's your wife now, Mr. Calder. Looks as though she'd been out of painting again.
Hello, love. You arrived just in the right time. We're parched.
I've just been passed by a very naked and terrified sheep, running as if all the hounds of hell were after her.
All my own work. I hope she doesn't have a nervous breakdown. How's your picture?
I think it's finished.
May I have a look?
If you like.
Yeah, prop it up against the pen.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Bert.
How long did it take you to do that?
3 months. Spring to summer.
I don't know how you do it.
Talent, Bert. It's a lovely thing, Jane.
It's not quite dry yet. I'll make some tea.
I'll walk up with you. Here, let me carry your stuff. See you in 5 minutes, Bert.
Aye, aye.
I do like it.
I know you do.
All the care you've put into it shows. It's very good. Very, very good. What a woman. What do you see in me, eh?
What about your special corner?
Huh?
You didn't notice? Can't you see it? I suppose it is quite small.
Well, I'll be damned. A brachiopod. Aye, aye, here's the law. What have you been up to, Bert?
Oh, nothing that I know of. He's probably come for a cup of tea and a butty.
Morning, Mr. Calder. Bert?
I do.
Morning. How's tricks?
Not so bad.
We're just going to have a coffee break. Will you join us?
That's very kind, thank you.
Well, come on into the kitchen. You can tell us about the local crime wave.
Shall I shut the door?
No, leave it for Bert. We need some fresh air in here anyway. That old oil stove doesn't half pump out the heat. And sit down.
Thanks. Grand weather.
Couldn't be better. It only ever seems to rain at night.
Aye. Well, it's nighttime activities I'm here about.
Yeah?
Have you lost any more sheep since that five last March?
No. One or two casualties, that's all. Falls.
You've heard what's been happening around here and up in the Dales and the Lake District.
Yes, it sounds pretty grim.
Rustling on a massive scale, Mr. Calder. Massive. I've been living around here for 20 years and I can never remember anything like it. They're taking them in hundreds.
You're obviously dealing with highly organised criminals. Haven't you been able to do anything?
No, that's the top and bottom of it, no. They're very efficient, you see, very professional. One carcass looks much the same as another. You can fake the stamps and marks, joint it, grind it up. Meat's money nowadays, you know. Not difficult to sell. There's suppliers in Liverpool dealing with the boats. All sorts, Lascars, Chinese, the lot. They'll buy anything of anyone.
I know. Well, I appear to have been lucky lately.
More like good management, I'd say. How do we keep the flock, Andy? I get out there 3 times a day. I've got good dogs.
And we are isolated in Findale. It's a long haul up that single-track road, though someone did take the trouble before. They might do it again. Jane, may we have some coffee, love? Got to get out again.
Coming.
Let's hope you look last, then, Mr. Calder. Doing well, I hear.
Remarkably so. Best thing I ever did coming to Findale. Back to Findale, rather. Yeah, have one of these.
Thanks. I enjoy a cigar now and then. Short one, you know. No other bother, then?
No, we get kids fishing, but I don't mind. No one else uses the river, they're welcome. Plenty of hill walkers, but they behave themselves and stick to the paths. We're all right.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. Hello. You've found him out at last, Constable.
Only that he doesn't need worrying about. Hello, Mrs. Calder. My, you're starting to look very well.
Hello.
Oh, you startled me.
Sorry. I kept quiet so that you wouldn't lose your concentration. Can I have a look?
Of course.
Hi, I thought so. It's the same scene. You're painting the same scene as the first one.
That's right.
Why?
Different light, different weather, different seasons, different levels of the water. Different scenes. It changes.
It's strange.
What do you find strange?
Well, how you can see so much in a place. That first one you did was a real eye-opener for me. In fact, that's what I've come to see you about.
You knew I was here?
Oh, I was up on the fell. I saw you walking down the sheep track.
Oh.
That red jumper you're wearing made it easy to pick out. Sticks out a mile.
Does it indeed?
Oh, it's nice, though. I like you in that jumper.
What did you want to see me about, Bert?
Oh, I'll just take the load off your feet. Budge! Taffy! Sit! Good dogs. Well, it's about that picture. I can't get it out of my mind. I'd like to own it. Buy it off you.
You like it that much?
If you could take £2 a week out of my wages till it's paid for, that'd make it easier. I could manage that.
What would you do with it?
Keep it in my room. Stick it on the wall.
You can see the scene yourself every day. Isn't that preferable?
No, I'd rather see it through your eyes. Do you mind if I smoke?
No. You're serious, aren't you? Yes, you are. Well, Bert, I couldn't take your money off you, not after a compliment like that.
What do you mean you won't sell it to me?
I'd rather give it to you.
No. I won't have that.
Bert, please.
No, I don't want a gift. I fancy the thing and I want to have it, so it's right I should pay. Well, look, I'd be glad to pay. No, don't try and give it to me.
I don't know how much to charge you, Bert.
Well, I've looked in a few of these art shops at worse pictures that they were asking £15 for. Oh, yours is worth more, I recognise that, but, I thought I might be allowed a small discount. Now, a discount's different. There's nothing the matter with that.
All right. £15 it is. Done.
Great.
And Bert.
Aye?
Thanks. Thanks a million.
It's me who's thanking you. Here, I'll carry your stuff back for you.
He must be going mad. £2 a week? Well, I'm not even sure that it's legal. I think the Truck Act was passed to stop transactions like this.
Well, I wanted to give it to him, but he said no.
Poor Bert, he must have it bad. And I never noticed. I thought lovelorn shepherds only cropped up in 16th century poetry.
Oh, it's impossible to imagine that he might just like my work.
Bert? He wouldn't know the difference between gentian violet and sheep dip.
Well, I was very touched.
All right. What I'll do is lend him £15 on his own account and then slip him a few hours overtime or something to make up for it, give him a couple of days off.
As long as he doesn't know what you're doing.
Darling, this is probably what Foxy Bert intended us to do. It satisfies all parties. He's a funny lad. He never looks the part to me with his long hair and those ridiculous jeans patched to hell and gone.
He's an original.
More than that, he's a damn good shepherd. You can paint him another one for Christmas if it will keep him here.
Hello? Who? Parfit? Is it my husband you wish to speak to? I'm afraid he's out at the moment. I'll give him a message if you like. Ring Stan on 01-246-8021 urgently. Yes, I'll do that. Goodbye. Parfit. Stan Parfit. Mining. I thought he was one of Harry's personas non grata. That call came through a switchboard operator first, and I heard someone else answering an incoming call. Oil, good morning, can I help you? Oil here. To whom did you wish to speak? Harry, I'm going to spy on you. Sorry. 01-246-8021.
Alpha Oil, good morning. Can I help you?
Sorry, wrong number. Harry Calder, you bad, bad man.
Two starving men here. What's for lunch?
Hello.
There's a frosty greeting for you. What's up?
Hello, Bert.
Morning.
There was a phone call for you, Harry. A man called Stan Parfit. There's a number to ring on the pad there.
Oh, right.
Who is he?
An old mate of mine.
Odd. I thought that I remembered you telling me that someone called Parfit had once done you down. Or was that another old mate?
Oh, did I tell you that? No, not Stan. We were in Chile together.
What do you think he wants?
How do I know till I speak to him?
Where does he work now?
What is this, a cross-examination?
I only asked you so I could provide the answer. He works for a company called Alpha Oil.
Surprise, surprise.
You promised me, Harry.
We haven't discussed it for a long time.
You said it was shelved.
He's only checking up to see if I'm still interested.
Which, of course, you're not.
I'd like some lunch, please. We have to get back.
Get it yourself.
Jane.
Get it yourself, you two-faced lying bastard.
That's enough now.
What do you take me for? I know you, Harry. I know the way you work.
Do you now? We can talk about it later.
Harry, I believed you. I thought Findell was safe. It made me happy to think that. Not anymore. You sell us out. I know you.
Jane, I have no wish to subject Bert to any more embarrassment. I'll go to the pub for a sandwich. Coming, Bert. You better add. We'll give Mrs. Calder time to sort herself out.
Mrs. Calder is sorted out. And you won't win this time, Mr. Big Shot.
Sorry about that, Bert.
That's all right, Mr. Calder.
You know how emotional women get when they're expecting. Upsets their equilibrium, carting that heavy weight around. They resent losing their figures, get bad-tempered and unreasonable.
Yeah.
Bert, I think you disapprove of me.
It's not my place to judge you, Mr. Calder.
But you sympathise with Jane, don't you?
It's none of my business.
You don't have to own up to it. Your face is a study, Bert. A man has a past, you know. He's made by what he's done as well as who he is. All I'm doing is keeping my hand in.
We'd better be getting back.
No, we'll have an extended lunch break today. Have another pint.
No, thanks.
Two pints, please.
I said no thanks, Mr. Calder. I'll wait for you outside.
Suit yourself.
I shall.
Nymphs and bloody shepherds, come away. Come, 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 come away. Can I speak to Mr. Parfit?
One moment, please.
Parfit speaking.
Stan, what the hell do you mean ringing the house? I told you to wait for my call. You've really landed me in it.
Oh, sorry about that. It is urgent, though, and to your advantage.
It had better be good. You put me in the doghouse for a week. I'll have a lot of fast talking to do to put things right.
Fast talking was always one of your strong points, Harry.
Ha ha.
Harry, are we in business or not?
Of course I am.
Well, it's on. Our geologists got hold of a survey done in the Findale area by Leeds University in 1951, and they have recommended an exploration project to the board. One borehole, 1,000 metres, but it must get underway in the next 3 months. I've been authorized to open negotiations with yourself, the planners, the lot, government, all the red tape.
Only one ball?
That's all it's worth. The geologists give it a 60-40 chance.
Well, why do Alpha need it? You've got enough offshore oil reserves to keep you going for 40 years.
Insurance, Harry. Something for a rainy day.
How much?
Not over the phone. You won't be disappointed. I presume that you won't object to a small agent's fee.
Agent's fee?
Come here, 3.5% for my trouble. I have been pushing the project.
I'm glad to see that I'm not the only person who doesn't change. Well, we can talk about that later.
Harry, I'm acting on the assumption that it will be in order. Otherwise, no deal. You'd better come down to London pronto. Ring me when you arrive. You can buy me lunch.
Yes, boss.
Just like old times. Look forward to seeing you. Bye.
You'll have to ask my husband.
But will you put in a word for me?
I'm not so sure that it's a good idea. It's not fit to live in that old place. Are we driving you out? All the arguments.
I'd like a place of my own.
But there's no piped water, no toilet, no bath, no kitchen.
I can fix all that up.
Won't you tell me why you want to do this?
Well, I like it up there. I can sit in there for hours in bad weather with the dogs. I can think there.
What about the tomb?
Well, he's not likely to get up to much after 1,000 years, is he? And he was a shepherd himself. Oh, say you'll help me.
It's against my better judgment, but all right. I don't mind you living in. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll miss having you around to talk to.
Oh, you'll see just as much of me as before. We can still have our chats. I enjoy those.
I'll speak to my husband this evening. Will you be taking the picture?
Oh, pride of place, that'll have. Over the spot where the altar used to stand. I've picked that out already.
I have to go to London tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I'll get Bert to drive me to the station.
When will you be back?
Couple of days at the most.
Wheeling and dealing?
Earning a crust, Jane.
No, Harry. The butter to go on the butter.
As you wish.
There is something we should talk about. Without all our customary hedging.
What's that?
Bert.
Oh, your friend Bert. You two solved the riddle of the universe, yes?
He wants to go and live in the monastery.
Taking the vow, is he? Seen enough of the world and its wickedness?
He's serious.
Rubbish.
He doesn't want to live here anymore.
Fair enough. Let him get a room in the village.
He particularly wants to live up there.
Look, Jane, I've got enough on my plate right now. I'm not bothered about Bert and his whims. It's a crackpot idea.
It won't cost you anything. He'll make it habitable.
All right, let him go ahead. I'm not interested. But tell him there's no point complaining when it gets cold up there.
He's offered rent. Do you want rent?
You're very challenging this evening, dear. I've half a mind to say yes. Of course I don't. We'll be needing his room in a few months anyway, won't we? For the baby.
Oh, yes, for the baby.
Or had you forgotten? After all, it is hardly noticeable.
Good night, Harry. Will the sofa be all right for you again? Have a good trip. I don't think I'll be down for breakfast. Nausea, you know.
Up to the mark, eh?
Oh, not with yours, mate. Where do they dig them up from?
Well, not interesting. That's not like you. Not like the wild bull of the pampas I used to know.
Those days are over.
Ah, why'd you get married, Harry?
I felt like a sudden impulse to ruin.
Mr. Parfit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, sit down.
I'm Stella, and this is Cindy.
Well, this is Harry, and I'm Stan. Oh, what will it be? Oh, I know, champagne. It's always champagne.
That's the rule. What do you do for a living, Harry?
He's a mining engineer.
I'm not. I'm a bloody sheep farmer.
Well, make your mind up.
Well, Harry is confused right now. He's not used to the bright lights and being surrounded by beautiful women.
I see he's going shy. Treat him gently, mother.
Oh, I'm starving.
Harry, you got any mutton on you, Harry?
They do a lovely steak canadienne here. You should try it.
Yeah, I bet it's the best you can get. Top quality. Well, we're going to dance, Harry. Grab a waiter and order dinner, will you? Cindy will give you a hand, won't you, love?
Any time.
How long has he gone for?
He'll probably squeeze 3 or 4 days out of it. Selling out a whole valley takes time, you know, Bert. Lot of details to be attended to.
Maybe you're being harsh on him.
No, he's being harsh on us.
He might change his mind. Well, they might not offer him enough.
What you offer my husband doesn't matter. All he's interested in is what he wants to take. Oh, Bert, what are we going to do?
Well, there's nothing much we can do. It's his. He can do what he likes with it.
That's not quite true. Findale is not his. It's ours. What do you really do? No kidding.
I'm an explosives expert.
It shows.
What's the time?
5. I'm going to sleep. All right.
Yeah, you might listen while I explain about my problems.
Yawn, yawn.
I thought it was part of the service.
Do carry on.
Hey, you have to keep your eyes open.
I'm not asleep, just thinking.
My wife understands me.
Variety at last.
What's a nice man like me doing in a business like this?
Can't help yourself. You're driven to it. Good night.
I know it's late, but would you...
No.
Would you consider me to be a man of inferior moral fibre?
I think you better hop it. You're starting to get on my nerves.
How much do I owe you?
Gentleman doesn't ask questions like that. Work it out for yourself.
£10, all right?
No.
That's 15.
Oh, big spender. I usually get 20. You're a peasant.
Ah, yeah. Here's your 20. I'll claim it on expenses anyway. Adios. Sleep tight. Mind the bugs don't bite.
And you've worked this all out for yourself?
Oh, no, no. I've read a bit. There must be something. Some kind of power. We've just been looking in the wrong places for a couple of thousand years.
You know what people would call you, don't you?
Ah, yeah, well, that's the church. Well, they had to discredit the opposition, didn't they? They hammered the old druids. Anyone who worshipped what was under their noses instead of their Middle Eastern import. That was politics.
Are you by yourself in your beliefs? I mean, are you a member of a group, a congregation?
What you really want to say is a coven, isn't it? No, no, Mumby Todd. There's me and the natural power.
Is that what made you give up working in factories and become a shepherd?
Oh, I'm not sure. I wasn't conscious that it was, but it was probably the impulse that made me change my job. And, you know, straight away I felt better. I've never regretted it. Everything came together, made sense.
But what do you do?
You know, we've talked ourselves half into the morning again. I must be off. I'll move out this afternoon after work and get my stuff up to the monastery.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no, no. Can't have you lifting things.
Oh, come on, Bert. You know I'm as strong as a horse. Don't be so protective.
Well, that's because you were precious to me. I think a lot of you, Jane. If you were hurt right now, it'd upset me. Look at you. You mean so much, so fit. Your eyes bright. That baby's as round in you as if you were carrying the moon herself.
It will be a daughter. I know it will. So do you.
Yeah. Good night, Jane.
Good night.
Top hair dom de lamb.
What's that?
I'm saying, give me your hand, in the old language.
Again? Please say it again.
Top hair dom de lamb. Mnana hasum radr.
What does the rest mean?
My summer woman. See you tomorrow. Today.
And how was the rest of your evening, comrade?
Expensive.
Up to scratch? Sorry she couldn't be something more exotic. Nothing else available at the time.
Let's talk business. Do you mind?
That's what we're here for. How would you like a rect marker? Get your circulation going. You look a little washed out. Brandy?
Why not? And a couple of aspirins if you've got them. I'm not used to it anymore, Stan. I've lost my touch.
You lead a fresh air existence, Harry. I'm not sure it's your line, old son. Here.
Thanks.
You want to get back in the swim, don't you? That's what all this is about. You retired too early.
Farming is hard work. I don't sit around much.
But you're the wrong personality type, Harry. It's laughable to think of you tramping about on the surface when your mind is exploiting what's underneath. Harry, you're one of nature's capitalists, like it or not.
Stan, I don't need your witless attempts at psychoanalysis, and your voice is starting to grate. Do you mind? I'll run my own life, if that's all right.
Only trying to be helpful.
Stan, you're the kind of man who takes the arms of old ladies and guides them under buses. Don't be kind to me. Let's stick to the matter in hand, okay?
PR was always your strong point, Hattie. Another brandy?
No, thanks.
It's a pity you've never seen my good side, Harry. I do have my allures, I'm told. There is charm somewhere.
Oh, yes, yes.
I get things done.
By treading on other people's fingers.
But, Harry, why are their hands at floor level? That's why you never got anywhere. You wouldn't use your imagination. Any idea what my job is worth? Do you want to know? Afraid to guess? 3 times what you ever pulled down, even when you were a manager.
Good luck to you, I say. Never was such good fortune more richly deserved. Can we get on?
Yes, you left at the wrong time. Do you want a chance to get back in? I could arrange an interview.
Stan, you're boring the arse off me. I know you rule the world. I know you can save me from a fate worse than death.
Only asking.
Then don't. Now, let's have no more pretending that you're doing this for old time's sake, Stan. I know you remember. It's me talking, Harry. I know you of old. You want everyone to be as screwed up as yourself.
That's hardly fair, but we'll let it pass. Now, when you hear the amount of the offer, I'm sure you'll agree that what I'm asking is reasonable, because as agent, go-between, call it what you like, I must ask for 4%.
You said 3.5.
I fixed you a lot of money, Harry. A lot of money at very little risk.
There are risks that a cripple like you could never see, Stan. There are risks.
What a lovely old stove.
Ah, it's Russian. You burn wood in it.
You're going to have a Spartan life up here?
No, no. Once I've mortared all the cracks up, fixed that old door, I'll be as snug as a bug in a rug. Ah, they were built to last, these old places.
Doesn't it worry you that it was once a monastery, a Christian monastery?
All those old monks were pagans at heart. They spent most of the time brewing ale, from what I hear.
You're very brave. I couldn't sleep here.
Ah, well, me and the Viking here will be company for each other. We've got a lot in common.
Oh, I envy you.
No, you don't. You're going to be here often enough. And when you're not, I'll just look up on the wall.
It looks well against the stone. The colours match.
That's a proper place for it. Do you mind me standing this close? Eh? There never was a woman such as you, never. Here, I kiss your hand. I love your hand.
But don't be hurt, but I think you shouldn't.
No, no, you shouldn't. It's all right with me. I'd do anything for you. He doesn't worry me any, not now.
I can't talk about that.
No, no, of course not. You're going to stick with him. Through hell and high water, anybody can see that. But you'll have a go at changing him. Why not try changing me? Yes, you see, you're not that interested.
Perhaps I think there's nothing needs changing.
Oh, there is, there is. I've got to survive too, you know. I'm getting nowhere, I'm a lost cause.
That's not so.
Well, who's bothered? My dogs get more attention than I do. All the time, it's give, give, give.
What do you want, Bert? What are you looking for?
I want someone to be with.
company? Oh, is that all?
It's hopeless. You don't understand at all. Be with. Another pair of eyes. Another brain teamed up with mine. Or say something.
I think I know what you mean.
You don't think what I mean. You either feel it or you don't. You don't. I give up.
But I want to help.
I don't need your bloody help. I don't need anybody's help. I'm all right.
Don't get angry. We're such good friends.
All right, don't talk to me now. Just stay away. I'm sorry. You're not mine. You belong to him. That's fair enough. No, let's keep things as they should be, Mrs. Calder.
All right.
I think I'll light the stove.
Bert, haven't you got a girlfriend?
Yes.
What's she like?
She's my girlfriend. She comes and goes.
Does she understand what you want?
Perfectly. When she wants to.
Well, I'm glad somebody does.
You are my girlfriend. And as far as I'm concerned, you are my wife.
But you can't say that.
But I do. For I mean it in my way. The way I feel. Oh, it's a pity you are frightened. Here we go. I bet it'll smoke the place out.
Half a percent? You're prepared to haggle over half a percent?
Come on, Harry.
Of course I am. Over the years, it could amount to a few thousand. You know that. Don't try and con me, Stan.
I wouldn't dream of it. Would you care to step outside and file your teeth?
You give me answers, you see. Not answers I can write down on a piece of paper, but answers I can feel. You're not mine. But that doesn't matter. Because I don't hold with owning people or places. When I'm with you, just talking, I feel that my life means something. Do you understand?
I think so. Not that I deserve it. I find myself very shallow.
Not at all! That's what he'd have you be, but it hasn't worked. Ah, you flinched. You didn't like me talking about him like that, did you? Still loyal.
You never have before today.
I'm his employee, that's why.
Don't worry, I'm not angry.
He soft-soaked me into staying on. I thought he was the typical old ex-colonial type, you know, come back and expect it all laid on for him, then start beefing when things didn't go right. But he reassured me, talked me round. Oh, your Harry can talk when he likes to. And the first 6 months he was fine, he couldn't have been better. And then he started acting up over his oil. I won't let him do it. Not to Findale. They'll have to drive over me to get up that road with them drilling machines.
And me, I'm afraid.
And you'll stick to it. No backsliding, letting him persuade you.
There's no chance of that. You see, Bert, Findale is actually half mine. We hold it jointly. I must agree to any prospecting, any sale, any transaction.
Then we've got it.
But that depends. There is a way he could get what he wants, but it would cost him something.
How? With you half-owner, he's got no way.
He could divorce me. Then we'd have to sell the farm to split it, wouldn't we?
Do you think he'd go that far?
I don't know. That's a sad thing to say, but I don't. It depends on who wins out in the end. The miner or the man.
£17,000. She can't argue with a deal like that. Purely for prospecting rights over a 6 month period, it's a gift. It's a gift. Out of this desert, out of mining, out of always being on the move, back to my valley.
My valley.
My valley.
My valley.
No, no, no!
17,000!
I don't care if it's 17 million, no!
You're being ridiculous.
And you're being greedy, disgustingly greedy. Haven't we got enough? What else do we need, Harry? Need. Do you know what that word means?
I'd be mad to refuse it.
Then that's how I want you. The kind of sense you're talking now doesn't mean anything to me, Harry. Not a damn thing. I'm appalled, ashamed. You're a child.
Think about it, at least.
I don't need to bloody think about it, you fool. I say no. Nothing will change that. You will not destroy this valley.
We'll talk about it in the morning.
Harry, the morning, next month, next year, it won't make any difference. On this, I will never budge. Findale stays as it is. I don't even care if it's not ours anymore. I'd rather give it away than see it ruined. You're a vandal, a senseless vandal.
And you're overreacting.
You haven't seen the half of it. Just wait till one of your precious oilmen appears on the horizon, and then you'll really see something.
Now, you keep out of it, Jane. I don't want to argue with you.
Why bother? You think you'll get your own way in the end? And if you do, Harry, you'll pay for it.
God, woman, what do you think I'm doing this for, myself? It's not for me, it's for all of us.
That's obscene. I've just told you I don't want any part of it, and you still try and stick it down my throat. Sometimes you're disgusting, Harry, like a nasty little kid.
Oh, shut up, for God's sake. I'm sick of it. Once you get on your high horse, Jane, you can be very, very boring.
Oh, how awful for you. I, on the other hand, am entertained to death by your imperfections. I must accept them all because you're so tough, so charming with it, such a blockbuster, so bloody irresistible.
That's nice. Go on, say it. 20 years difference between us, graying here and there, getting a bit tired, eh? Well, don't hang back. Come on, hit me with it.
What a terrible mind you have, Harry. You use all your spare time thinking thoughts like that.
Only because you suggest them.
I have never in my life suggested such a thing. How dare you? It's never entered my head to think of you that way. You're pathetic, Harry.
Why shouldn't you think that? It's perfectly natural. You're still a young woman. Fancying a change?
Not until now.
What are you doing, Bert?
I'm digging a latrine.
Not in my time, you're not.
What's your time?
What I pay you for, mate. Come on, get in. We've got jobs to do.
Hold on. Let's sort this out. I'm supposed to shepherd your sheep on a 24-hour-a-day basis. I give you plenty of my time free and for nothing when there's an emergency. Now, I need a few hours to dig myself a latrine. That's reasonable, isn't it?
Did I give you permission to dig it here?
I thought it'd be all right.
You presumed, Bert. It doesn't pay to presume what I think.
That's true enough.
What do you mean by that?
You're one thing one day and another the next.
Aren't we all?
No, we're not. Some people stick to what they believe in.
What have I said I believe in? When did I discuss religion with you, Bert? I don't recall the occasion.
Well, you can call it religion. I might, but you wouldn't. You're too blind to see it.
I believe in good sense, Bert.
You believe in loot, Mr. Calder. Loot.
Well, you have been getting your head together with someone.
These are my feelings, Mr. Calder. You're getting ready to ruin this valley for a few pounds. For a bonus.
I'm surprised that you moved out of the house, Bert, considering how well you were getting on with my wife, or shall we say, are getting on with my wife.
You'll need to put that clearer, Mr. Calder. I don't want to misunderstand you.
You've adopted her ideas wholesale, become her disciple.
These are my ideas, Mr. Calder. I've had them all my life. Your wife just sympathises. And she wants to keep what she's got. It's not the same as me. I mean it as an idea.
You have a lot of ideas, Bert.
Enough to keep me going.
I can see I'll have to watch myself in future. I wasn't aware that I had a philosopher on the fells.
Scoff on, you're wrong, Mr. Calder. You lied to me when you said you wanted to farm this valley and enjoy it as it was. That's why I stayed. You know as well as I do that there were three other people after it, and if any one of them had got hold of it, they'd have destroyed everything. I can remember how glad I was that a decent man had got the deeds. Yeah. I thought you were decent.
But not now.
I'm not saying.
No shortage of shepherds, Bert.
There's no shortage of sheep either. I can always get another job.
Oh, let's leave it. You don't understand. Are you coming, then?
If you say so. I can finish this tonight.
Oh, hell. Here, have you got another spade?
No.
I'll use the pickaxe. Come on, let's get cracking.
I can do it myself.
No, try it together, Bert. Many hands, you know.
Oh, you're the boss.
Am I? I sometimes wonder. Yes, I thought we might give Bert some odds and ends. We've got a few sticks of furniture in the attic. That old carpet, plates, cutlery.
Certainly.
Strange chap, Bert.
Is he?
Very self-sufficient, I admire that.
Well, well.
Thinks a lot of you.
You might expand that remark.
Do I need to?
I think so.
Let me put it clearly. He respects you.
So he should. I'm the boss's wife, aren't I?
Beyond that. I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
Then why are we talking about it when we should be discussing those interesting papers which are making such a bulge in your inside pocket?
They want to make an initial geological survey next week. It'll only take 2 days at the most.
And you have, of course, already agreed. You're not asking me, you're telling me.
I can't stop it now. The results may dissuade them from the whole project. You could win. Take a chance.
You're taking all my chances for me, Harry, as well as taking chances with me. Because I'm 8 months pregnant and look awkward and helpless, it doesn't mean that I am. Take note.
That has nothing to do with it.
I will fight you tooth and nail.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. This is business, woman. Business. This is my field, my home ground. I know what I'm about.
That's it. I've said all I'm going to say.
I'd like them to stay here. There'll be two of them. I said I want them to stay here.
You're a perfectly serviceable cook, Harry, and not at all bad at the occasional whip round with the Hoover. They should be very comfortable. Good night.
There's the river. The shale start about 200 yards from the gorge there.
You've got good weather for it, Gordon. Out in the sun with your little hammer. When's the diamond drilling team coming up?
Wednesday. I'll have found a few spots for them by then. We'll work on a few short exploratory holes before deciding where to put the big rig.
I'll have to stay in the village, I'm afraid. My wife's having a baby and I've had to get a home help in for the last few months to do the cooking and the cleaning.
I hope we're not being a nuisance, Harry, old chap. We can always stay at a hotel.
No. That wouldn't make sense. We've got too much to talk about.
How many head of sheep do you run, Mr. Calder?
500. It'll be 1,000 next year at the rate we're going.
Oh.
All things being equal.
Which they so seldom are. Ah, the house. Lovely situation. You are a lucky fellow.
Come in, both of you.
Thank you.
Jane?
Good morning.
God, Mrs. Kelp. Would you ask my wife to come downstairs? Our guests have arrived.
She went for a walk.
I see.
She took her painting things and Bert took a suitcase.
A suitcase? Oh, you mean her case of oil paints?
No, a proper suitcase with locks. He carried it for her.
Well, we'll find out later. Coffee, Mrs. Kelp, if you please.
Oh, I don't know how to work that machine yet, that whirling thing. I can do you instant in a jiffy.
Didn't Jane show you?
She showed me nothing.
Well, instant will do me, Harry. All right for you, Gordon?
Well, of course.
No, damn it, I'll grind the coffee. You both go through. I'll bring it in a moment.
Ah, well, it's no trouble. Yes, thank you.
Now, what is going on, Mrs. Kelp?
Don't ask me. She packed that suitcase and went wandering off with Bert.
She didn't say anything to you as to where she was going?
She hasn't said a word to me since I got here.
What was in the suitcase?
Her things. She packed her things.
I've got it. She put a few oddments in a case for Bert. I promised him some things for his place. That's what she's done.
Well, Bert must be a strange one. I saw her packing a nightie and a lot of underwear that had never fit him, poor devil.
Oh, damn the stupid bitch. I want to talk to you. Jane! On my own land, in my own bloody outbuildings. Shut up, you curse. Bloody ridiculous. Just wait till I get hold of our Bert, Mr. Nice Guy.
Gone.
Seemed upset.
Pride, Bert. Two of his cronies back at the house will be accounting every penny of this humiliation. They'll love it. It'll give them a good laugh.
What happens when he comes back?
Leave him to me. You've got other things to do anyway. You might as well get started.
You'll be here when I get back, won't you?
Yes.
And you'll feed the dogs for me?
Yes. You better be going. See you tonight.
It might be better if we did get rooms at the hotel, Harry.
No, damn it. I said you would stay here and I've made arrangements. Take no notice of my wife. It's just pique.
Family argument?
A tiff. She's like that. Flies off the handle. Always playing practical jokes, up in the air one minute, miserable as hell the next. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You must have the same problems, Gordon. You're married, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Always away from home. Gordon gets sent all over the world at very short notice. Not the best basis for a sound marriage.
We get along. Sandy has a job of her own.
Perhaps a life of her own.
I hope so.
I'll get another bottle.
He's going to be in a right old state by the time tonight is over.
We should move out. There's obviously a big bust-up taking place, and it's going to get more embarrassing.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, Gordon. You must have experienced this kind of thing. Petty squabbling in the home, all this domestic bickering.
Not that I recall.
Oh, I understood that you had your problems with Sandy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone does with their wives.
What are you talking about?
Well, if I'm speaking out of turn...
Come on, what do you mean?
No, I'd rather leave it. Forget it.
I'd be obliged if you'd say what you intended to say.
Does Matthews in cost accounts mean anything? Second door on the right?
Should it?
Well, fine, if it doesn't, absolutely fine.
That was over more than 2 years ago.
Was it indeed? It must have been somebody else then. I suppose there are quite a few women who look like your wife. Her type, at least. Easy mistake to make.
I wonder where Harry's got to.
Come on, old man, don't let it upset you. Ever fancied the rustic retreat? Wouldn't suit me.
It might suit the rest of us if it did.
How do you know these people?
I've knocked around a bit.
They're quite shady characters, unless I'm mistaken.
Yes, I'd say they were shady.
How much will they give me for the flock?
About half what you get in an auction.
That'll put us back where we were before the lambing. Do you think my husband deserves to lose that much?
I think he's decided that for himself, hasn't he?
And they'll do it tonight?
You asked for a quick sale, no questions asked.
Will you be ready?
I'll have them in the quarry by 2. There's a good moon tonight, so the dogs will have no trouble rounding them up.
Cash?
It has to be cash.
They're the rustlers, aren't they, these friends of yours?
Aye.
Oh, I thought so. How do you fit them into your philosophy?
It's an old game, sheep stealing. Old as the hills.
Custom and practice.
These fellas don't need any practice. They'll be in and out in half an hour.
Did they take our 5?
That's right.
I see.
It was a token. I told them to lay off after that.
Do you rule the rural underworld, Bert?
Oh, no. Like the man we're sitting on here, I'm a bit of a raider. The old Viking strain, I think. Never settled down, even to shepherding.
You find it natural to steal?
I see he's just balancing things up a bit, like they did. There's a lot of fat men in the world today.
Wouldn't be surprised if a few of them were in the rustling business.
You can back out if you want. Half of you doesn't approve of me, does it?
I'm too excited to disapprove. Do you think it'll work?
You're being tough with him. What else can you do?
I could do a lot more. I would do a lot more.
You'd be taking a big risk if the survey doesn't come up with what he wants. No oil, no sheep.
No wife.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I do.
You think I don't know why you're sure of yourself up here with me? It's because of the child. Without that baby sticking out in front of you, you'd never come near me.
That sounds as though you lack self-confidence.
No, I don't. That's your world you're carrying around with you. Your husband, your travels, your money, your house, this bank account, the lot. That'll keep me at arm's length. Oh, yeah. Now, if you came here without being pregnant, well, that'd be a different story. Then I'd be a man, wouldn't I? Not just you, a shepherd.
You are a man to me, Bert.
But useless, like my kind, like my race. If you could, you'd cover us in porcelain, stick us on your mantelpieces. You own the land now. The offcomers, the weekenders. The country's just your bloody hospital, where you come to get rid of your aches and pains. It's not home.
Yours, your life.
Haven't I shown that I care about it?
You don't care.
Why do you say that?
Look out there. Look at that moon. If you cared, Mrs. Calder, you'd take off that ugly old smock you were wearing and dance in the light.
Oh, I see. You drive a hard bargain, Bert. Is that the only way I can prove I'm sincere?
Mock if you like. You get no joy from it. No joy. You and him have come back from all those deserts and mountains and left all the good things of yourselves there. You see, I know girls who would. Plenty.
So that's where you go on a Saturday night. Bert, you're not serious about...
I am, by God. I'm serious about this old country and I'm sick for it. You are crushing us. You've always crushed us because we're slow. We take our time from the old earth. You cut loose, you fizz along, attached to nothing. I'm one of the last, and I'll die that way.
But what are you?
I'm British. The real British. Which is older than them tomfool Anglo-Saxons or Romans, Normans, whatever the hell you like. I'm a British Briton. That's the blood that's flowing in my veins. I've a sense of having been rooted to this spot for 5,000 years.
Look, don't be hurt. I'm not poking fun, but no one can say that. We're all of mixed blood.
If you think mixed, then you are of mixed blood. I know who I am and where I've been. I do. And you don't love this land?
Of course I do.
No, never. You sympathise with it. You don't want to see it knocked around like a kid doesn't want to see his playground torn open. Ah, you're all the same.
What's brought this on?
What's the point of stopping your Harry? There's 1,000 more where he come from. He'll say one thing to you on Sunday, another on Monday to get his own way. He's a gippo, you see, a wandering Jew, a nomad. And what gets done? Our lot tootle tin whistles in folk groups. Knock off other men's wives in Buddhist communes in Bradford. And that's all they're good for, our ethnic lot.
Bert, I am completely confused. Forgive me.
We've forgotten who we are. We're without a beginning. There are no laws, because the law forgot the first law we ever made. Stick to your own.
But who is my own?
See, you don't know. None of you know.
But you do.
If I had your talent with a pencil, I'd draw him for you.
I honestly don't understand.
Oh, I never expected you to.
You're out on a limb. No sensible person can think like that anymore.
Yes, who says I'm sensible? I'm a shepherd, aren't I? See? Yes. We have the pipes, all complete. The shepherd, the shepherdess, the moon, the pipes, the sheep. All we need is the poet. Well, it's a pity I can't draw, and I'm not a writer. Useless, aren't I?
Can you play them?
Well, they're not for ornament. Or would you prefer it if they were?
No, I'd like you to play something.
I'm not in the mood. Oh. Yes, I am. You know, you're the nearest I've come to in finding my own woman. I don't mean a woman, but there's been enough of those, but my woman. A like mind. You a picture. All that time you took. That's it, I thought. That's her.
I wish I could be more helpful.
Oh, why worry? I'm a lost cause. They'll have Findale in time. Do what they like with it. They'll get me back in the fold. Prison, the asylum, some factory. I've had it. The last Briton has had it. More neatly.
That needn't be so. You're very self-contained, you're independent.
But I haven't got a country to live in, have I? That's what I've got, the moon. And who's there now?
Are you going to play me something?
It'll be bloody sad, I can tell you that for nothing.
I'll try not to cry.
Cry if you like. There's plenty to cry about.
Going in that flat.
Mrs. Kelp, for heaven's sake.
I never said I was a fancy cook.
I said it was a plain coup.
The meal was very
good.
That's
not what he said in there, your friend. I heard him. It was most insulting.
Mrs. Kelp, you imagined
it. I never did. I don't imagine anything.
We're all a little drunk.
Wise woman, your wife, Mr. Calder. This is no house for a decent person. A decent, plain cook, I said. I won't take it home now. Now, the height of ignorance he is, your friend.
Mrs. Kelp.
Then I'll walk. It's 5 miles, but I'll walk.
Walk, then, you idiotic old rat bag. Go on, get out of here,
Valerie. Yeah, I'll have my son on you, I will.
Scram! Clear off!
I'm just going to get me things.
No, you won't. I'll bring them down tomorrow. Now, get out before I lose my temper. Go on! Out!
No, not a good move, Harry. You shouldn't persecute cordon bleu chefs. They're hard to come by.
Oh, shut up, smart Alec.
I came looking for another bottle.
There is no more.
Small cellar you've got, Elsport.
Stan, you leper, will you go away? Go on, find a corner or hole in the ground.
The oil, Harry?
There is no oil.
Gordon thinks differently. He's had a good look at those old surveys. He thinks there's every chance.
Then he's even more of a cretin than I took him for.
But, Harry, why have you changed your tune?
You know damn well.
Do I? Gordon, I'd like you to listen to this.
Coming.
Speak up, Harry. Surely you weren't trying to con me. No, not you. Just to get your own back for our little contretemps in South America. Oh, I say, how funny.
How fond are you of that posture, Stan?
My posture? I wasn't aware that I had a posture.
Oh, you have, hasn't he, Gordon? A vertical posture.
He has a very definite vertical posture.
I am suddenly in the mood to radically alter that posture, Stan. In fact, to put you through 90 degrees so you adopt what Gordon and I will shortly agree is a horizontal posture.
Now, Harry...
Gordon, what posture would suit Stan Parfit best? Vertical or horizontal?
To me, he would look more appealing if he adopted the horizontal posture aforementioned.
Stan, you are a reptile. You are a snake, a poisonous snake.
Now, Harry, don't be stupid.
Why, Stan, you're actually starting to sweat. Gordon, observe. There!
Ah, stop it, Harry! You're drunk like hell!
Good
Harry.
Night, Stan, for old acquaintance.
Oh dear, you've laid him out. I've been wanting to do that for years.
Get away, get away.
Mrs. Kelp, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Please, get in.
I will not. I wouldn't ride with you if you were the last person on earth.
I apologise for my bad behaviour.
Oh, bad behaviour, you call it? No one's ever spoken to me that way before. I won't stand for it.
Allow me to take you home.
Get in with a drunken driver? I never will. You're the second one tonight who's tried to mow me down.
All I want to do is to make amends. I am terribly sorry.
Great hulking thing, tearing along as if the devil was after him. No, I'll walk. I'm safer.
You've seen someone else on the Valley Road. It wasn't my wife, was it?
Not unless she was driving one of those sheep transporters the size of a house.
When was this?
2 minutes ago. It went down the track to the Ford. He's turned his headlights off now, or you'd see him.
Mrs. Kelp, this is urgent. I beg you, forgive me. That truck has no right up there. I think you know what's happening.
Serves you right, I say.
My wife is up there. You know her condition. Please help me.
What can I do? I'm no good at tackling people like that. They're dangerous.
I think my wife is in the ruin. I'd like you to go to her, see if she's all right. Stay with her.
You're a strange bear.
We are indeed. Will you go?
Well, since I'm in a walking mood anyway, all right. Hey, but no more rudery, mind you.
Never again, I promise. You're very kind.
Right, I'm off. In fact, I think I can see a light up there. Tough girl, plain camping out in her state.
Hold the gate against the tailboard, Bert. Bring him up nice and slow.
Do you see anybody on the road?
Only some old tart on the way home.
Oh, I don't know who that could be. Hey, go on. Get up. Hop. Go on.
What's her game, this Mrs. Calder?
It'll take too long to explain. She's all right.
They're in good nick. Nice lambs, all weaned.
Every one. Got a bargain.
It's getting them butchered, that's the problem. This lot will take us a couple of days to do properly.
You got your eye on any others? That last tip was a goodie. We've got 60 head, all fat lambs. You've got your envelope.
Aye. Yeah, worked out all right. He can afford to lose them, bloody amateur farmer. Weekender from Manchester.
That's a lot. Good dogs then, Bert, well trained.
Ah, got them from pups. Here, let's get this tailboard up and have you on your way. It's a long night for me.
Are you having it away with this Mrs. Calder, Bert? Is she something special?
She's something special.
What the bloody hell was that?
It's the entrance. Someone's passed to the entrance.
I'm off.
Don't be stupid. We can't get the wagon out.
The hell with the wagon?
You lads comfy down there.
Who's that?
Oh, no one. A passing stranger.
Is this your idea of fun? You frightened the bloody life out of us.
You'll be all right. Hey, you, galloping off down there. I've got a 12-boy here, and it'd give me great pleasure to empty both barrels into your retreating buttocks. Come back.
Give us a break, Governor. This was a legitimate deal.
You normally do business halfway up a mountainside past midnight. You stick around till the police arrive.
Mr. Calder.
Is that you, Bert?
It is.
Bert, you disappoint me.
Wasn't my idea. Ask your wife. She asked me to fix the sale.
Sale, you call it?
Yeah, all right, a deal. And you know why she did it?
Maybe. What I want to know is why you helped her.
Perhaps I agree with her. You were the one that sold out first.
Come up here, Bert. You two stay put.
Try and talk him round, Bert.
It'll be the police we have to talk round. He's got us. Oh, well, he can't get out of here, so we might as well settle down till they get here.
Is he a bloody madman or something? Where does he get explosives from?
That's a miner's way of expressing himself. I'll see you later. Carpatch, Tuffy. Up we go to Mastermind. I'm coming up now, Mr. Calder.
Over here, Bert.
You're not pointing that gun at me, are you?
Yes, and your dogs. Don't think of sending them at me, Bert, or I will shoot.
I won't. All I want to do is sort this tangle out.
It's not a tangle, Bert. It's plain betrayal on your part. These are the professionals, aren't they? The big boys from Leeds. No wonder you knew so much about him.
I'd have kept him off your back if you hadn't let her down.
Bert, you're a criminal. Please see that, eh?
And you're getting ready to be one. And betraying.
Bert, I do believe that you're the first real anarchist I've ever met.
Just balancing the argument, Mr. Calder. She's at my place.
I guess that.
Hadn't you better go to her? She'll be frightened with the big bang.
And you, Bert?
Well, I'll come if you like.
No, I think it would be better if you just went. Do you understand me?
I have an inkling.
Now that's the police coming along the valley. Take off, Bert. Good luck. And drop in and see us in 10 years' time.
I'll do that. Come on, folks. We're moving on.
Who's that? Who is that?
It's me, Mrs. Kelp.
Oh. What was that noise? I nearly dropped dead.
I'll explain later. May I come in?
Can he come in, he says. She says yes.
Thanks.
Here she is.
Good God! What's been going on? What's all this blood?
See? Shouting again. Can't help it.
Jane, what's happened?
I did the best I could to clean up after his nibs had arrived. Short-tempered he was too, like his father.
I've had the baby, Harry.
But it's only the 8th month.
What do you expect with all this running around and performance? You brought it on and that bang put the fear of God in her, started her off.
Are you all right?
Don't you want to see him?
But are you all right?
Yes. Look.
Amazing. It's amazing. As of all this, I've been going mad up there. Bert, bloody sheep, thumping people, and now this. I believe it, though.
You'd better. He's going to cry.
It is a son. I knew it would be.
You knew no such thing.
What happened up there?
Later. Have you checked him over?
It's not him who needs checking over. It's you.
What happened to Bert? That explosion?
Bert is where he belongs.
He's not hurt, is he?
No, love. He's done a bunk over the hills and far away. He sends his best and says that he was sorry your sale was not completed.
Oh, I hope he'll be all right.
Bert will manage. This son of mine's a bit oddly.
So would you be if you'd been through what he has.
Mrs. Kelp says he's very robust.
Fight anything, that child. He'll have a full set of teeth by next week at the rate he's going, you mark my words.
Are you pleased, Harry?
Pleased? He's marvellous.
I think I should go back to the house and get the doctor to come up, just to make sure everything's really all right. Is Stan Parfitt still there?
You'd better watch out if I get hold of him.
Stan Parfitt is gone.
Good riddance, I say. A plain kook. That was all I said I was in the first place.
I'm afraid I've belted him.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Just part of the daily blasting programme.
I've decided against the prospecting offer. We'll just drop that, I think.
Oh, fine.
Well, we better get you out of here. Can I do anything, Mrs. Kelp?
I doubt it. Here, all that. I'll take the child. I wouldn't trust you with him. You'd drop him on his head.
Well, what about the picture?
Leave it. Bert can come back for it if he's really interested.
Come on, then. Get that door open, Tarzan. And let's go on.
Lovely night.
Cold, though.
I hope Bert does come back for the picture. It does belong to him.
We'll see. All right, Mrs. Kelp, got him safe.
Safe as he'll ever be with you for his father, poor thing.
Oh, I'll be glad to get home.
Something else happened while I was up there.
Oh, yes? What was that?
I was by the entrance to the quarry, and I noticed a small outcrop, only a few inches, really. You know what it was? Galena, lead sulfide. Just this very narrow igneous intrusion.
Harry!
A very thin band, but the vein could get thicker further down.
Harry, no!
Oh, you'd be better off swapping him for a sea captain or something steady, dear.
Thank you, Mrs. Kelp. No, no, honestly. Lead fetches a good price these days. The mining companies are re-examining all the old workings again. Some of the ore values are high enough for commercial exploitation.
Beautiful moon, isn't it, Mrs. Kelp?
Lovely, dear. You can trust the moon.
When you think that people steal the gutters off church roofs to get at the stuff, yeah, I'm sure it was Galena. I'll have another look at it tomorrow.
In Under the Wool by David Pownall, Harry was played by Jack Carr, Jane by Janet Dale, and Bert by Alan Rothwell. Stan was Peter John, Stella, Valerie Georgeson, Cindy, Jenny Olton, Mrs. Kelp, Paula Tilbrook, Gordon, Harry Beattie, and the policeman, Andrew Terrell. The play was produced and directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.